This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
We're back!
We're back!
103.7 Kiss FM. I haven't said that in a whole week.
How's that feel? Feel good?
Fine. DZ.
What up, dog?
Man, you know what my little victory is? I'm not going to lie. It's coming back after a holiday and making sure I have all my stuff. I did it.
You got all your things?
I think so. I repacked my bag last night because I had dumped my bag to use as my airport bag.
Yeah.
And then I had to dump the airport bag.
To make it back to the work bag.
The work bag. Uh-huh. So I think I got to work with everything I need after a week off.
Look at you.
That's a victory.
That's a victory.
You know how us women roll. I come in with 7 bags and 6 drinks. And if I don't have my stuff, I get flustered.
It's not an exaggeration either. I wish it was.
So I got all my stuff after I'm ready for work today. What's your little victory?
Good for you, man. My little victory is that we done made it through the first leg of the holidays.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
Did you make it?
We made it.
We're here. One half done.
All my fingers. All my toes.
Thought about killing my family, but didn't.
And we made it. We made it through the first leg of holidays.
Wanted to scream at my father, but didn't. Little victories. I love the holidays when we do well.
We did it. You brought all your stuff.
Yes.
We made it with all our chickens.
And we didn't kill our family at Thanksgiving. This is great. Little victories.
Yep.
All right. I'm good with that. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's Allie and DZ. And DZ, I was traveling a lot.
Yeah, you did a lot of moving.
I was in Florida over the holiday with my family.
Go ahead and brag. And, why don't you?
Well, when I was at the hotel and I heard people talking in Spanish.
Ooh.
And so I wanted to, when they said good morning, I almost said, Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias. I know.
Hola. And I thought of you the whole time. But instead, I stood really close and just held an ear out, trying to.
I was just nosy.
Trying to understand their Spanish while I'm learning. I was doing in the field work, DZ.
There you go. I was going to say, no Duolingo, but you was doing the real lingo.
So I thought of you for sure, because I was like, I can say buenos dias.
Huepa. Huepa.
Hola.
You can say more than buenos dias.
I can say more than that for sure. So it's good to be back, mm-hmm. though. Did you have a good holiday?
It was good. I mean, as good as the holidays going
to
get.
Because I said to you off the air, I go, my family, I wanted to kill them half the time. Half the time I love them, and half the time I want to kill them.
Like I said, it was as good as it was going to get.
Are there people, and there must be, that go home and have a good time? Like, there must be people that really enjoy that. Because I do for a small period.
And
then it's an explosion.
And then it's time to go home.
And then I want everyone to never call me again for 2 weeks.
That sounds about accurate.
Unless there's an emergency.
Well, then definitely hit me up. For real, though. Yeah, obviously. If something happens, let me know.
But we made it back.
But nah, G, you missed a couple things.
What did I miss?
Man, I...
Before we get into the question of the day, what did I miss?
Dog, what didn't you miss?
You said there was an Am I the Jerk where you had to help your mom move.
Yeah, man. I ended up having to help my mom move, and you know, the heavy lifting son over here had to pull up.
I refuse to help people move at this age. I know it, but it's your mom.
It's my
mom. What are you going to do?
Are you
the jerk if you don't help your mom move? Yes, you are.
The answer was no. They said not the jerk.
Everybody said not.
She was letting me know last minute.
I can't say that because I know your mom, but they were on point.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't say that. I couldn't say that either.
You surely couldn't say
I'm
that.
I'm the son.
Definitely.
But yeah. So,
okay.
Thankfully, it ended up working out. Let's just say that. It worked out.
That's one of the things I missed.
Well,
I'm sorry I missed that because you might have called me to help too.
With minimal frustrations. Minimal frustrations.
Because I love helping people move.
Yep, that's my favorite thing.
That's so much fun.
And I forgot my knee brace and my back brace and all the braces.
And your brain brace because your family was going to drive you crazy.
All right,
you know what? Let's get into the question of the day. I got a nice recap for you.
Okay.
I got a nice little recap. Because you thought I was only in Florida this weekend? Joke's on you. Let's go with the question of the day.
You went to the Grand Canyon.
Shut up. I hate you so much right now. If you follow me on social, you get it.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We always come in on Monday and talk about our weekends, but it was a long weekend with the holiday.
It was extended. It was the extendo weekend.
So we're basically talking about...
What'd you do in the last week?
Yeah, what'd you do for the last week? I was in Florida. It was great. We flew back in, me and my boys. My mom had a surgery. I didn't even talk about that because I was so weirded out.
Mm-hmm.
She had a neck surgery on Friday, Black Friday. Two of her, the C6 and C7 or something, were so compressed in her neck. If she got hit, she would die. If she got rear-ended, she would die.
Over.
If she fell again, she would die.
Ay, Dios mio.
And so the neurosurgeons came in Grey's Anatomy style in a formation, DZ.
Formation?
V. One in front, residents in back.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, hello, I'm the head neurosurgeon. And I was like, whoa, we're getting hardcore. And he goes, your mother did great. We're going to release her today. I go, today?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I go, she just had surgery last night.
She's good.
She's 80.
Nope, go, she's good.
She's out.
Next one in. This is how we roll. She's good.
She did amazing.
But she's good? Good.
My mom's great. And then I was really happy. We had changed our flights and we got home. We left early yesterday morning. My boys and I flew home. And my mom is in good condition right now. So I just needed to get through the holiday with that so I could focus on my skin removal this month because it's surgery month and we're in December.
That part.
But my mom's good and we're back in town and I didn't kill my family.
Yeah.
That's my weekend recap. Thanksgiving was delicious.
Oh, I mean, come on.
What's your recap?
Well, Thanksgiving was also delicious.
Uh-huh.
We did a whole hodgepodge of family between my family and Aaron's family.
Did you stay in Milwaukee? Did you go back to Gurnee?
We went back to Gurnee because it just seems to be the easiest. Our house is not get together friendly.
No.
Yeah, and we're not looking to host.
Who cooked?
No. Well, a little bit of everybody, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody made the mac, somebody made the turkey, somebody made, you know, the stuff. Yeah, primarily the OG.
Yeah.
Aaron's mom cooked most of the food.
That's what I mean. Like, who was the head chef?
Head chef, OG, obviously mom. Yeah, mom. She's it's her house.
Yeah.
So she's the one that wants to cook, but that was good. Honestly, busy. We did a little bit of shopping.
We shopped as well before my mom's surgery, and we shopped.
I don't know how I ended up. I ended up at the mall on Black Friday. Something I said I would never do.
Same. Bruh.
It was because we were getting a oil change, tire rotation,
and you had nothing else to do?
Yeah. Well, and a whole little recall fix on our rear end or reverse camera or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, dang, I'm not trying to go all the way home.
I'm not going to the mall.
They don't have a courtesy car for me to take. They don't have a rental for me to take. They'll buy me a car. They'll Uber me somewhere.
They didn't.
Yeah, no, they did. But I was like, I'm not trying to drive all the way home. Because over by Dave & Buster's, where our dealership is.
You were in Tulsa.
Versus Bayview.
Yeah.
So Tulsa to Bayview, I'm not making that stretch.
Just take me to the mall Cheesecake Factory, and then I'll be back.
I'll go get some food at the food court, walk around something, and then I walk in and go, it's Black Friday.
You forgot.
I forgot.
I kind of did that.
Worst thing in the world.
If you're not a Black Friday person, you forget till you go to get high, and you're like, yikes. All right, well, let's find out how everybody else's Thanksgiving weekend was. How's that?
Yeah, let's do it.
I can't wait to talk to our listeners. I miss them. 414-533-1037. I missed you guys almost as much as I missed DZ. No offense.
Almost. Almost.
Almost. You key word.
Oh, by the way, I helped my mom move all that, too.
Oh.
Man, look.
Oh, you helped your mom move. Trigger.
Anyway.
Trigger.
What else did y'all do?
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We always come in on Mondays and ask you about the weekend, and it was a long Thanksgiving weekend. So let's go to Antonio in Milwaukee. Start with somebody fresh. Hi, Antonio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Morning.
Good.
What's good, man?
You're in a good mood. How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
It was very draining for me, to be honest.
All right, be real, man. Talk to us.
He feels us.
Yeah.
All right. So Thanksgiving Day, it was honestly a nice, relaxed Thanksgiving Day. My family didn't really do too much like Black Friday shopping or like prepping.
When did it become draining is what I want to know right now, Antonio.
All right. Definitely started on Friday because, I go by Stickman. I do open decks and all that at the Miramar Theater here in Milwaukee.
Okay.
So I do a lot of EDM underground events and such.
Okay.
But ended up being that Friday I had an event over there.
Ooh.
And then also that same day we had to be there at 8 in the morning to set up for that event.
You were working. I thought you wanted to kill your family like us.
Nah.
I didn't realize you were just working.
You wanted
Antonio.
To kill work.
That makes
a lot more sense.
Yeah, you're a hard worker. Now I get it. Mm-hmm.
We had Rick Ross for the all-white event or the all-black event that they had at the Barrett Center.
Hell yeah.
And then we also had a sold-out show at the Miramar Theater the same night.
Rick Ross was in town this week, and I sure did miss a weekend.
Had a little gala going down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was lit. Well, then it sounds
like the After Entertainment boys. They've been helping me out with sound and all that. So.
Nice.
Look at this man out here just grinding.
It is not to shout out your company Monday, but thank you so much.
You better get yourself a theme song first, Antonio.
Those are my homeboys.
Okay, bye.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you later, bro.
Thanks, Antonio. He was funny.
See you guys.
Peace, man. He was good.
I thought he was going to say he fought with his family like
us. No, he had to work.
Forget him.
He might have saved him from fighting with his family, though.
Maybe Kyla fought with her family. Kyla in Sheboygan. Good morning, Kyla.
Good morning.
What about you? I was fine till my sister Jenny and I got into it on the last day, and we haven't spoken since. And there's a story there for you later.
Last day, last hour, last minute, I guarantee you.
I have a funny story. Don't worry, we'll talk again. We're sisters.
Obviously.
Girl, please. Okay, so anyway.
I actually don't have drama. We stayed home on Thursday instead of having to run to everybody's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We stayed home Thursday, did something with just my boyfriend, my daughter, and myself.
Nice.
But Friday, we went down to Menominee Falls to my boyfriend's side of the family and got together with the family, which is always drama-free, which is great.
Oh.
So
I was actually in that area last night in the Germantown Menominee Falls area on a date.
Oh!
I slid that in there with somebody.
Kyla, you heard that?
Somebody knew.
I did.
Somebody knew.
Okay.
I didn't mention I went on a date with this weekend.
We're gonna be hearing about that because I thought you was on the flights, not feelings. Well, okay.
Right.
I was on a flight until
that came out of nowhere.
Left field.
It was a Sunday night date, you guys, because he was in town for the holidays and I came back and then we had to meet up before.
It worked out.
I'll tell you more about him on the show.
You better.
Don't worry. story.
You so. Better.
Excited to hear about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. So anyway. All right.
Yeah,
it was good.
Drama free.
Good. Drama free. Love that for you. Yeah. Love that for us.
That's positive.
Because we're taking your energy. Yeah. Drama free.
Thank you, Kyla. Yeah. We're going to talk
You're
to you
welcome.
Later.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
She had a normal, healthy Thanksgiving. What is that?
Is she trying to brag
Let's
on
go
us?
Go to Yalissa in Milwaukee. Maybe she has a crazy family too.
Good morning, Yalissa.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, how was your Thanksgiving?
Drama free?
It was pretty drama free because I was with like my boyfriend's side of the family.
Wait, are we the problem? Are we the problem?
Wait a second.
Hold on.
Like, but we, on Thanksgiving Day, early in the morning, we packed up our stuff and we drove to Niagara Falls.
Wow.
13 of us packed up and we went.
And you
and
didn't?
We spent the weekend there.
And you didn't
no,
fight?
No, okay. Was, I mean, I yes. didn't fight. I mean, I'm not.
She said, I didn't fight. There it is, Yalissa. There it is.
I'm just there. I'm just there just being like with my kids.
Okay.
I mean, they probably bickered, but I was just there watching.
Well, here's my question then, Yalissa. Here's my question. Out of a 10, do you recommend the Niagara Falls?
Not this time of year, but like, not, yeah, I would. Like 9
a
out of 10.
A different time.
Now,
good to know.
Would you recommend it with 13 other people?
For us, yeah, but it's because we traveled as 13, but we didn't go as a group of 13. Like, we went our separate ways.
You had space.
In a sense,
that's the only way to travel. You don't, no more caravanning with phones. We don't need it. Just go on your own and I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was 13 total, but we weren't doing 13 people activities.
Oh, no, not in one car, no.
Listen.
Like, it was four, like, me and my boyfriend and my two kiddos. I have a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. We packed it up.
We had like four cars in Florida, and we didn't need four cars, but we had them because people need to get away and do their own thing. And
that's me time.
We had three. We each had our own.
Amen.
And then when we didn't want to go to one place, the other part went and they enjoyed themselves.
That's right.
Then we needed space. But so it was pretty healthy, but Niagara Falls was
cold. Perfect.
It was so nice. Just very cold this time of year, but I really enjoyed it. I didn't mind the cold, but my kids didn't get to enjoy it as much.
I love you, Yalissa. You're like, it wasn't that cold, but my kids hated it, but I liked
how
it, but it was cold.
How she been Midwest nice through this whole recap?
The whole thing.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, what is the problem? I've missed counseling people with you, DZ. We got to get back to work.
Well, jump back in, bro. Jump back in. Get in the deep end.
Where were we?
Somebody thinks their friendship's over.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Well, then let's be the judge of that.
Alexis.
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
All right, Alexis. What's the problem?
Says about 6 weeks ago, my friend, 26, approached me, 24, saying that they had some concerns about my recent behavior. Mentioned noticing me being a little more erratic and somewhat negative around people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I didn't notice I was doing that much. I'm a pretty open person, and friends know this. Now, we've been friends for close to 2 years, so she definitely knows this. I did recently go through a breakup, and it's been tough on my mental health, and I can acknowledge I've been a bit down, but nothing I felt truly concerned about, and not something I thought would need a boundary set.
Mm.
Well, we sat, talked for a long time, and I listened to everything they had to say and decided space was the best option.
Ah.
While we had this conversation, fast forward now, last week, I was out doing some shop therapy.
Mm-hmm.
A little shopping spree for yourself.
Ooh, I'm in.
I saw a number of things that made me think of my friend, and I wanted to reach out, but didn't. Found myself really starting to miss them and getting sad and emotional about the situation.
Mm.
I feel like they misinterpreted my intentions. Not once was I trying to hurt them, be clingy, or demand attention. I was just wanting to talk, share my thoughts with them. I love them so much.
Oh, I've been in this place.
And I don't know what to do.
Mm.
I'm sorry for rambling, but any advice would be appreciated. Thanks, Alexis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have so many thoughts because this, I know it was my sister, but when my sister and I were fighting before I left Florida, I wanted to talk and she didn't.
This is a
classic example where I went up and I was like, what's your problem?
I thought you said, hey, can we talk?
Hell
no. What's your problem?
I said, what's your problem?
That's why she ain't want to talk.
It's my sister. I'm not going to her. Hey, girl, let me warm you up. Screw you. What's your problem? We grew up together. What's the problem?
Okay. And how did she respond?
She went, I don't want to talk about this right now. And stormed off. And that was not productive at all.
Uh-huh.
Granted, you're going to say my delivery sucked.
Uh-huh.
Shut up, DZ.
No, continue. I'm listening.
So she wanted space, and I did not. I wanted to solve the problem in that moment.
Yeah.
But I have been with, and you could maybe be able to attest to this with your friendships. I had a really good friend who I felt kind of blew me off, and I was sad for months, got on with my life, and eventually she reached back out, and I realized, oh, she just needed time. Like, she was upset about something that I really didn't care about and had no control over. She needed time, and when she was over it, she came back, and sometimes people need space and time to process. Let them be.
And create space for themselves,
but
right?
That's not helpful when you want to get to a resolution if you're a communicator.
Well, and they've been friends. Alexis and her friend have been together. I'm going to say together because this is what I mean. This is kind of like a relationship, a friendship relationship where y'all have been rocking for 2 years. That's your person.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Aside from the relationship you had, which is now over, they were your go-to.
Yeah.
That go-to is now also saying, hey, I need a little space. And you feel like you now are alone in this world.
Yeah, there you go.
So you're out doing some shop therapy, and you think of your best friend because you saw a cute top that you thought she'd
love.
And
you wanted to go, look, girl.
Girl.
Girl, look at this shirt.
And you went to FaceTime her or something, and you couldn't. And then you got all sad.
There's nothing worse than being shopping and finding a shirt for your friend and turning and going, look what I found for you.
And they're not there.
Aww. My sisters and I do that too.
Forget all that, bro. You are tripping. You're grown. You have other friends. You need to let this go.
Oh, you're saying move on with your life and stop obsessing over this?
I was rocking with the whole situation until she just got to the, I love them so much, I just don't know what to do. You don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be friends with you right now. And if that friendship is over, it's going to have to be over.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the just, you know, wait and they're going to come back. And no, that's for love.
Mm-hmm.
That's a friendship. You're taking it beyond that point.
You can't sue them.
You made them uncomfortable.
You can't sue them. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Russell Nicolay doesn't care because this is not a suable offense.
It's not a suable offense. It's a friendship terminated.
Yeah, exactly. So you say, let it go.
I think realistically, yeah. You know, you're reeling through the breakup and then you probably have some misplaced, misguided emotions from your real relationship breakup.
Yeah.
Now too soon coupled up with your best friend forever saying, you're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to live your own life. Because that's what I feel like they said to you.
Yeah.
You have to live your own life. And when you're so close with somebody, you don't like to hear that.
You know how you know it's a Monday? I didn't even pull up the text messages yet. I forgot. We're an hour in.
Oh, that's right. People could text us.
Well, actually, we're more than an hour. We're way into this show, and I forgot about the text messages. All right, you can text or call 414-533-1037. You know, everybody loves to text on a Monday because they're tired. And I haven't even looked, so
you can leave us a voice note, too, on the Odyssey app.
I love the voice notes on the Odyssey app. Leave us one of those. Oh,
yeah.
Carl and Indy texting in. Communication is key.
No, this is done. Y'all communicate. Hold on. Hear me out. No, I don't mean to cut you off, but
no, you're fine.
Y'all communicated. You did this. You sat. You had a talk. Long time. Space was what was decided. You didn't say anything about that. Or if you did, space was still decided. This relationship is over. You don't think. No, this relationship is over.
No.
This friendship is done, Dada.
Done. Okay, let's see if anybody thinks it's savable. We'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Sarah from Tosa texted in and said maybe the person should look up codependency and see if it resonates with them. Good one, Sarah.
Yeah.
I like it.
That could be a thing. And I've never been somebody that has felt codependent to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Call it my upbringing, call it my experience, call it what you want. But yeah, I didn't think about codependency, but... Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. The problem is these two friends are not talking, right? That's the core issue.
Yeah, one friend wanted a timeout, and now Alexis is thinking that the friendship is over because it's been 6 weeks out of 2 years of a friendship. You know, Alexis recently got broken up with, or broke up with her boyfriend, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But now is probably depending a little bit too much on this one friend. You're right. Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to Saucy. We haven't talked to her in a minute. Saucy Sandra's on the line. Got her own theme song. Listening 5 days in a row. Hey, girl.
Hey, my friend.
Morning, Sauce.
Hey.
Morning. Okay, codependency.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm about that.
I'm about that, Sauce. Talk to us.
Okay, so it sounds to me like your friend just wants a little bit of space. She'll come back.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah, I think she will if it's real. Yeah, for
it's been
sure.
6 weeks. We're talking about this like they're together. No, they're friends.
That's what I'm saying, though. Friendships can be like a love relationship without the affection. I mean, that's how connected people can get when you're close friends.
We think maybe 100%. The friend was feeling weird and starting to feel like maybe Alexis was taking it, you know, crossing some boundaries or something and really going past the friendship level.
I have a girlfriend who I'm always like, love you, miss you, and I really do. And it's like, I feel like we're in a relationship without the affection. She knows who she is. Like, we are really good friends like that. Where it's like, I miss you. I want to talk to you. Where are you doing? We have to catch up. There are, maybe that's codependency, but I feel like you can have those with friends too.
I'm thinking the friend.
You most definitely can.
Yeah.
And DZ, no, you're wrong. She didn't go too far.
You don't think she was? Well, the one friend went, oh, are you starting to catch real feelings? Ew, no, I don't like you like that. We're just friends, right?
No.
Now I'm talking crazy sauce.
She's not catching feelings for her friend. Her friend is her friend, okay?
Okay, I agree.
How it is.
It's not, there's nothing romantic going on here. They're just connected. Like,
okay.
Exactly.
Think of all the people in relationships who don't sleep together. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah. No, strictly platonic.
Who are best friends, yet their romantic is dead. Same vibe.
Exactly.
Well, now the friendship is dead, too. Yeah, you heard me.
You know what? It's dead.
The friendship is dead, too. Yeah. Yeah, basura, yeah.
Get out of here.
Sauce, how do you think to save this? What would you say or do in Alexis's shoes, thinking her friendship is over and finding yourself at the store all sad about it?
You know what? You have to give it age. Just because you want a solution to the problem does not mean that there is a solution to the problem right this minute. You're trying to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, true.
No, feel uncomfortable. Feel your feelings and realize what you have or had, and then when you guys become friends again or start talking again, then it's even better. Or even if you don't become friends again, realize that, hey, here's where the codependency part comes in.
Yeah, if you don't become friends,
I didn't need all that.
You have to learn.
Still okay.
Yes. Saucy,
that part.
You have to learn from it if you aren't friends anymore. Yeah. Get a lesson out of it and move on. We appreciate you, Saucy. Thank you.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Guys.
Love. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, don't forget to sign your names, you guys. They said, I used to have a friend that I was super close with, but all she did was complain and was negative. It was so draining. Yeah.
So
it could have been something that we don't, that's what I'm saying. It could have been something we don't even know.
And now I'm wondering how negative this person might really be just in their life. Sorry to say it, Alexis, but are you just a negative Nancy?
Now she's negative Nancy. Let's go to Trish in Waukesha and see what she thinks.
More to Trish.
Hi.
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, wepa. I came in with the energy.
Okay, came back from the holiday ready. Woo!
All right, what do you think?
What up?
I just think that she should give her space. Just give her space and then circle back. Circle back and find out, like, you know.
Check the temperature. It's been six weeks, though, y'all. Did we miss this? It's been 6 weeks. I think normally a friendship, hey, I need a little space, 2 weeks, 3 weeks tops. Yeah. It's been double the length that I think mentally is acceptable. It's been a whole 6 weeks now, and you're still sad about it. Probably
some
haven't heard from this friend.
Need that thing, though. Like, I mean, if you come in and you dump in, like, You're doing a heavy dump.
I'm sorry.
Space,
heavy dump. Hold on, Trish.
Don't say that. That sounds gross at 7 a.m.
Bye, Trish. Bye, Trish. We're too childish for you. Bye.
Listen to the text I just got.
I knew what she was saying.
That was gross.
I knew what she meant.
I just got a text that said, I'm so codependent on you. Love you mucho, XO. I told you, my friend, who were always like, love you.
They heard you call.
I wrote her back and I said, you knew.
You codependent sons of guns.
She's
uh-huh.
listening because she's codependent.
Mm-hmm.
And she's checking to see where I'm at.
Exactly. Well, you're at work.
I told her already. Let's go to Lindsay in Franksville. We joke, but friendships can be codependent. They really can.
They really can.
And that's part of what's going on here. Sorry. Lindsay in Franksville. Lindsay.
Good Good morning.
Who needs a man or a woman? Because Lindsay's got a wife. Who needs a man or a woman when you've got friends?
Well, and Lindsay, right? Answer me this, man. Do you think that there, in any world, that there's a potential that Alexis maybe does have some extended feelings for her friend?
Oh, you think it's romantic?
Well, maybe she's getting there.
There's a potential, but there's also that love for the friend. And, you know, it's for them to decide. And maybe they're trying to figure out at, you know, 26 of what's going on, or 24. But... but like my best friend and I were besties for 17 years and we had a little bit of a falling out and didn't talk for months. So, and now even now it's like,
did you come back together?
It's not the same.
No, you and did, it but was, it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It, we did, but we didn't. It's not the same as it was.
Different
and
friendship.
It, you know, Lindsay, may never be.
This is interesting because I do feel like, and DZ's going to know what I'm talking about here. When you have a conflict with a friend, it will either make you closer or farther
or
apart.
It'll distance
right?
you. Yeah.
Either you're going to come together when you get into it. Like you and I got into it one time. I feel closer to you because of that DZ.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that I get into it with that I feel farther away because I like them less after. And when I'm like, wow, that conflict told me about you and I don't want to be friends with you.
At all.
Whereas if we work through it, I feel stronger and I feel like I know you better.
It's working through it.
Yeah. It's the when you can't is when you like them less, which I feel is what Lindsay's saying,
yeah,
right?
Kinda.
Kinda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly
Here's some
what
advice
saying.
For her. Because
okay.
we haven't really told her what to do.
Okay.
Everyone comes into your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime.
Ooh.
And it's as life goes on, that's what you find out. And give her that space. And, you know, if her birthday's coming up or just Christmas is coming up, just a simple, hey, happy birthday or Merry Christmas, just to kind of.
Lindsay with the motivational quotes
and
the season, the reason.
I know, on a Monday even.
Going crazy.
My Starbucks hasn't even kicked in yet.
Caffeine ain't even in my veins yet.
We are so motivational. Call us the new motivational show in town. I don't know if you went out for Blackout Wednesday last week.
I did not.
I did not either, but it's 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ were back.
Aw, yeah.
Como se dice, we're back in Espanol.
It's a long sentence, but I could just say it one word. Regresamos.
Regresamos.
We're back.
We're back. Well, we were off for the holiday, and now it's just full speed ahead until Christmas. It's December 2nd already?
It's go time.
Yeah, it's go time.
Yeah, no, we're already halfway through December. Yep.
It's over.
It's over.
I mean...
Christmas is tomorrow, yes.
There's so much happening. We talked about our holiday a little, but my favorite things kicked off this week. And if you've listened to the show for years, you know that I do Allie's favorite things of the holidays, and it's a chance for you to win all of my favorite things, DZ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on
well,
this,
I can't.
Well, you can't, but anyone else can go to our website and enter to win every day. And it goes from a Wisconsin State Fair prize pack to an Allume prize pack. You want to get a facial at
doper.
My favorite place. There's a zoo pass in there.
Even doper.
And an overnight stay at Pottawatomie.
Might be the dopest.
These are like
know.
Four of my favorite things. So all of these are up for grabs and we're going to give them all to one person at the end of the week. I love this.
That's a heavy hitter gift set right there. Some slight.
Yep. Enter to win at 1037kissfm.com and there's also a trip to New York up there for grabs as well with a shopping spree. You see it all on our front
page. That's separate. That's separate from the favorite things, even though that's one of our favorite things
as
well.
We're very busy.
We're very busy.
We're very busy around here.
Hey,
very busy.
And you know what's cool about Allie's favorite things is that you can obviously keep it for yourself, but you can divvy it up and go, oh, my mother-in-law would love the Allume. I want to keep the Pottawatomie. I, you know what I'm saying?
If I won, like, I love the zoo, but now you're in zoo pass time with your littles.
With the littles.
So I could give you the zoo pass. I could go to Pottawatomie for the overnight stay,
well,
and I would get the facial at Allume. I'm not giving you the overnight stay.
I mean,
and then I would...
Why can't I get the overnight stay at Pottawatomie? Why do I got to get the zoo pass? Why is it always about the kids?
Because none of us can win. That's why. That's why.
Okay,
but
fair.
I do appreciate that these are all things I love.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they first came to us with this idea years ago, I went, don't come to me with any garbage I wouldn't like. Don't come to me with Allie's favorite things and tell me that this is not my favorite. It has to be something I like.
I don't care about the duck boats.
Honestly, that actually would have been a great prize. But trust me, they came with stuff that I was like, I don't want to give that away. I was like, that's not one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Get it off the list.
Don't lie to the people and
I'm
say that's my favorite.
Y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get
yeah.
it the hell out of here
nah,
with that.
Fair.
We
yep.
keep it real.
Yep.
So my favorite things are up on the website. I did go on a date last night, and I will tell you after Am I the Jerk?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a big concert announcement at what, 10 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have tickets tomorrow.
We can't tell nobody.
We're
about
on fire.
We can't say nothing about the concert
It's going to be a good week of prizes.
The concert's a secret.
I can't wait till the...
I
know we're not supposed to say who the concert announcement is, but I secretly told Hudson in the car, and he goes, what?
What?
Swear to God.
You know how bad... Like, you know we can risk a lot by leaving... leaking something like this.
We could get in a lot of trouble for telling you.
AKA lose our jobs.
They say it's confidential and there's a whole, yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's worth it. Bro, I've been fighting back the
Should
words.
We just tell everyone?
Bro, I will get fired over this one. Okay. No, are we the jerks if we break the confidential?
We're not only the jerks, we're fired, so we're not going to say.
Nope, that ain't today's Am I the Jerk.
Today's Am I the Jerk involves DZ though, everybody.
Huh?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 what did you do, DZ?
It's not so much what I did, it's what I didn't do.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, let me just break it down.
Fess up.
Fess up. Okay, so what happened was...
So here we go. This means he's the jerk, everybody.
Hey, chill out. No.
If DZ has to start with, what happened was...
What happened was...
Go on.
So,
let me hear.
Y'all may or may not know, I aired this out a little bit. Allie, I was telling you.
Yeah.
I ended up at the mall on Black Friday.
This is like you and I are both, we will never.
Not my favorite thing to do.
Funny thing is I ended at a mall. Yes.
We ended up at the store on Black Friday. Forgot it was Black Friday. That's not what's important. What's important is I ended up at the store because we had to get an oil change that morning. We had a few things scheduled for the car. We had an oil change, we had the tire rotation, and then we had a recall assessment on our car.
On Black Friday.
On Black Friday.
Got it.
And we thought, might as well do it.
And you guys have two cars, a really good one and a really old one.
A really good one and a really not one.
Which one was this?
It was the really good one.
It was the good one, so we were going to take care of this car.
Oh,
Got it.
Oh, we taking care of this car.
It's not the one you're driving into the ground. This is the good one. Okay.
It ain't the formerly nice. Now hoopty.
This
it's
is the
still
one
nice.
That still has a car payment.
Exactly.
That's how you describe this car.
That part. There's it's the car no car. It's the car no car, not the paid out car. not the run into the ground car.
I feel it in my soul. Okay.
So I go drop the car off and they're like, hey, all of these things are going to take a couple hours.
Oh, I hate that.
And we kind of knew this because the recall, they told us it could take a couple hours.
Yeah.
So when we were at home, me and the wife talked and we were like, well, what do we do? Do we load the kids up, go both get in the car and then drive all the way out there across town from Bayview to Tosa to the dealership? And I went, nah, because if anything, I'll just come home. Hopefully it doesn't take that long or I'll sit there, whatever.
So you take the car.
So I take the car by myself so that Aaron doesn't have to get in the car in the other car with the boys and follow me, track me.
Yeah.
I drop it off and they go, it's going to be a bit. What do you want to do? I'm like, cool. Well, do you guys have a rental? Do you guys have a courtesy car that I could take?
Give me something.
Something. They check. No, sorry. No rental. No. But what we can do is we can get you a ride.
Okay. Well, at least they gave you something because then I really would have snapped. Okay.
We can give you a ride somewhere. And I went, man.
Where am I going to go?
Where am I going to go? I'm
in Tosa. Alone, right.
I'm not gonna have you guys drive me off because it's an Uber, mind you. They Lyft. They order you a Lyft.
And they pay for
it. And they pay for
it. The dealership pays for it.
It's through their account. But they order you a car, drive you wherever. And I went,
man. Well, then you should have gone on a field day. You should have been like, let's go to Johnson Creek. What the hell?
And then you going to pick me up, right?
Can you take me to the outlets of Pleasant Prairie? And stop by my house on the way?
Do y'all drive across the border?
I'll check on the kids.
How far will you go? Do you go to Waukegan?
I'm just saying, be careful what you wish for. So they offer you a ride and you do what?
And I go, man, I'm not trying to have an Uber take me all the way back home to then basically turn around probably
and
within the hour
the
and come all the way back and then have to wait that time.
Where are you the jerk in this story?
So I jump to it and go, you know what? Just take me to the mall. I'll go to the mall.
Because you're in Tosa.
So I'm in Tosa.
Mayfair.
Take me to Mayfair.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Take me to Mayfair. I text Aaron, hey, I'm going to Mayfair, just going to get dropped off, wait for the car, so I'm already on this side of town. She goes, oh, we could have done that together.
Because now you're going to Black Friday without her.
Because now I'm shopping.
You are a jerk.
Because I'm at the store.
Hold on, what? Are we done?
No!
Oh, there's more? Okay, you're the jerk. Where was I? I heard enough.
I heard
you went to get the car fixed. You had a long time, and you said, Aaron, stay at home. And then you said, well, shoot, if I have a long time, you might as well take me to the mall. You're a jerk.
I'm going
to
stay on this side of town. Cut the time.
You're a jerk.
Forgot about all Black Friday events. Didn't even think about it.
Okay.
She went, we could have done that together. And I went, oh. well, she said, I thought you were just going to come home. Oh, dang, man. Well, see, the thing is, it just all made sense in the moment to just stay here when it was only going to be a two and a half hour excursion.
It all made sense to leave her at home with the kids and take care of them while you were free. I've been a parent with little kids. You were free at the mall with no kids on Black Friday living your best life. No, you're a jerk.
I hated every moment of it. Jerk. I hated absolutely every moment of being inside the mall. It was the worst experience ever.
Really?
No lie. I hated it. I hated it.
Well, and you know, it's Cyber Monday, so shout out. Don't mind me while I start shopping today,
All the sales.
You could have gotten it today anyway. All right. 414-533-1037. So the question is are you the jerk because you basically got an Uber to the mall on Black Friday and shopped without your wife?
Yeah. Am I the jerk for going Black Friday shopping without my wife? I didn't even realize it. I thought it was the most convenient thing to do. I didn't want her to have to bring the boys out in the cold. I thought I was sacrificing myself.
You're such a liar. You were sacrificing nothing. You were having the time of your life alone.
Come on.
414-533-1037. Is Deezy the jerk for going Black Friday shopping after he told his wife, I'll be right back after I drop the car off, and then leaves her at home with the kids while he gets an Uber to Mayfair Mall?
It was a split-second decision, y'all. It was a split-second decision.
Oh, Nancy and Racine said, not the jerk, not like you thought of going there and didn't tell her. Nancy, you heard him talk through it, though, Nancy.
I didn't think about it until I was already dropped off at the dealership, and they went, well, we don't have a courtesy car. Had there been a courtesy car, I would have driven home.
Sure, but Megan in Milwaukee said, you are the jerk, DZ. I get the thought behind having her stay home, but she should have been with you. Oh, I can't wait to hear what everybody says. We'll talk to you next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is DZ the jerk for going Black Friday shopping without his wife? If you missed it, he went to take their car in to get work done. They said, well, it's going to be a few hours. We'll give you an Uber somewhere. So he chose to go to the mall and then got there. And the wife was like, excuse me?
Why'd you go shopping? We could have done that.
I'm at home with the kids and you're shopping on Black. Oh, good for you.
I was just thinking that was the most logical, quickest, efficient thing to do rather than going all the way back home.
Well, I want to start with Tanya in Kenosha today because she has a very good question for you that will shape this Am I the Jerk.
Okay.
So let's bring her up. So she called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. Hey, Tanya.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You're one of the longest holding theme song winners, by the way.
OG.
OG.
One of the OGs, baby. Tanya, is DZ a jerk?
So, DZ.
What?
Did you get something for Aaron?
What do you mean?
You know what she means.
While you were Black Friday shopping, did you get something for your wife?
Who says I bought anything at all?
DZ, answer the question.
Who says the question hinges
on your jerk status, sir.
I didn't go with the intention to buy anything.
Tanya.
I was just going to walk around.
All right, enough said.
I just so happened to walk into Lids and see a couple of hats that I liked. I ain't buy nothing else.
Tell me you did not buy something for yourself on Black Friday.
She could wear the hats too.
Are you
what?
Kidding me?
Hats are universal.
No, it is not good for you, bud.
Tanya, if I could hang up on somebody today, it'd be him, not you, okay? That's where we're at right now.
Tanya, hats are universal. She could wear the hats too.
No, is it one that she specifically wanted?
I have never seen Aaron in a hat. Okay,
no.
So knock it off.
Okay,
oh,
fine.
You're the jerk, buddy.
Fine, Tanya. No, I didn't buy her anything when I went Black Friday shopping.
That is why Tanya's an OG.
Case closed.
Thank you.
Case closed. No, we still got other callers, Tanya. You were just the first answer.
Yeah, case closed. Thanks, Tanya.
Goodbye, Tanya.
Aaron appreciates that we said case closed, your wife. She's loving that.
Man, forget y'all.
Fine, we'll go to a dude. Let's go to Rich in Milwaukee. Maybe he'll defend you.
Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Morning, Rich.
Well, the story has changed a little now, Rich, as you heard.
Not really.
But what do you think? Is DZ the jerk for going without his wife shopping on Friday?
No, absolutely not. Not the jerk. Sometimes, you know, we need an unexpected break to go ahead and buy a few items. You know, we go to the mall all the time with our kids and the family. Sometimes we need a break to be able to buy what we need for them without them knowing.
It's a good spend.
Even if he bought himself something himself, you know, he was able to splurge on it. We all deserve it.
Oh, Rich, you're full of it
Rich.
Right now. He left the kids and the wife at home and went and bought. He didn't buy anything for anybody. He bought it for himself.
I was running an errand.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I specifically went only to the mall. I literally was dropping the car off to get fixed. I was about to sit at the dealership for hours and decided I didn't want to do that.
And you still would have had it better off at the dealership alone for hours without the kids, and you know it. I've been a parent of little kids. Ooh. You went for the break, and you know it. And you left her with the kids.
No,
you,
no. Been, actually, no. I ain't going to let you spend that. No, that's not what
really?
I did. No, that's not what I did.
I would have.
I would have gone.
I would have
even
that.
Told her. I was like, bro, pull up to the mall. We can walk around together. She was like, nah, I don't want to. Because my thing was, I don't want you to have to.
Once you went without her.
Once I was there, it was like, why'd you go? Well, you said you was about to come home.
Yeah, you're still the jerk.
Yeah, my bad. My thought was, why are we going to rush to wake up, get the kids dressed, both get in separate cars,
sure.
Now have to go over across town, then go try to figure out what to do if we're not sitting at that dealership?
It's more work to bring Aaron and the kids with you to the dealership. I get
then
that part
me
as well.
Then to just move solo dolo.
I agree with that as well. Rich, you're saying...
I agree with that.
Of course you do, Rich.
My man Rich already held me down, said not the jerk. Stop trying to press my
fine,
man. Leave
fine,
him alone.
Fine. Bye.
Yeah, whenever I go to the dealership, I go by myself.
Yeah.
There's already limited space. There's not enough snacks and things for the kids.
There really isn't enough snacks.
You know what, Rich? You're just busting yourself out right now with all this because I'm a single mom, and when they were little, I did anything to get a break, let me tell you. So I'm telling you what, you guys, forget both of y'all.
Rich, appreciate you holding me down, Poppy.
Even though I understand you. Okay, bye, Rich.
All right, thank you. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias. Later, man.
Bye. All right, let's go to Jennifer and Brown Deer then. She's going to be the tiebreaker.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Morning. What do you think? Is DZ the jerk for going shopping without his wife on Friday while the car was getting fixed?
So I struggle to find myself agreeing with men in this situation when it comes to shopping, but DZ, I got your back. You're not the jerk.
Wepa.
No, you're not. So I have to just say this. I feel like part of it is Aaron was jealous that she wanted to have a day shopping, and
obviously.
Maybe she wished she would have left by herself and took the car and left
correct.
You at home with the kids to go Black Friday shopping.
She would have thought of it. Yep.
Ding, 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 dong. Ding, dong. That's
your fault.
Yes, that's exactly correct and why he's the jerk.
Well, you want me to go do the man stuff? I'm going to go do the man stuff. It just so happened that some of the man stuff included shopping on Black Friday.
If I find out that you went and got a piece of cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory, I swear.
No, that's where I drew the line.
Okay,
that's
thank
right. I did not get food without her.
I would have been. If you went to the Brazilian
limits.
Steakhouse over there, I would have fought you.
Can you at least take Cinnabons home?
That would have been the kicker. Then all would have been good.
Well, you know when you walk upstairs. Hold on. You know when you get upstairs at Mayfair, all you smell is Cinnabon. So if you
right,
didn't bring
you gotta
her one.
Get it.
Ooh, no, no.
I don't know if I believe that you didn't get one, DZ. I don't know if I believe that. But
I'm a lie to the people and plead the fifth.
Jennifer, thank you. You have a great day.
You guys too. Love you.
Love you back.
Love you
bye.
Too. Somebody texted in and said, why couldn't he just sit at the dealer? Because they offered him a ride.
They offered, man.
So why not?
Listen, I had already inspired the conversation of trying to get a rental. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, let us check. They went, bopped off
they're
in
like,
the back
no.
for minutes and were like, sorry, we don't got a rental, but we'll give you a ride anywhere you want
to
go.
Somebody texted in and said, the only reason I would have gone to the mall last minute without my spouse would be to get them something for Christmas so they didn't see it, not to buy myself something. Well, you're not DZ.
And you know what? I don't need to explain myself to you. I'm already not the jerk. Forget y'all.
Oh, somebody wrote in. I love this text. Jerk. He didn't even have to find parking.
That is true. It was plugged.
You are a jerk. He's a jerk. All right. DZ is not the jerk. We've decided today.
Woo, whip
you're on. Welcome. Coming up next, I will tell you about the date I went on last night, about the new mystery man that I have been unable to connect with until last night.
Until last night.
We've never been on a date before, but there's a long history.
Ooh.
A new one. I know. There's all these guys with these
ooh.
Histories, but there's no history.
Well, it sounds like there's about to be some history, and we're at least doing some studying next.
Well, I don't go out on Sunday nights, but I did for this guy.
Oh,
and I'll tell you why next, okay?
Oh,
there was a reason.
This is getting good already.
There's a reason I left my kids at home and went out. I mean, hello.
Hey, yo.
This will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Surprise! We missed it on Friday because we were off for Black Friday and the holiday, so I'm giving you a special edition on a Monday. And if you're loyal to this show, you appreciate it right now.
No, I felt right.
You didn't see it coming, did you?
Nope, I didn't. Because as soon as you said date, I was like, oh yeah, you know what we got to do.
So, DZ, I know we can't keep up with the men because they come and go. I go on one date and they're out.
Chill out. It's not like that. It's not like that, bro.
We haven't had any keepers since Nature Boy. That was a month long in August, yeah. And that ended.
And then, yeah, we've been just chilling. We've been coasting. Yeah. We've been wrapping the year up.
Couple dates here and there.
Freeing up some cap space.
Went out with a couple guys I had, you know, thought about dating, that, like, someone who we knew who got divorced.
Yeah.
Tried out a few new people.
Test drove a few guys.
And just wasn't going anywhere. And I was okay with that. Mm-hmm. Even some of the old ones reappeared. We talked about that. Some of the guys I dated in the past have reappeared recently.
Random calls.
So there is a guy. Let me just get to the point. There is a guy I've been talking to for 2 years, off and on. We text. He does not live here. He's from here.
But he's from here.
We matched when he was home for the holidays one time. Okay. His family's here. And he moved away in 2000. I don't remember. Like 15, 20 years ago.
But he used to live out here.
He grew up here.
Right.
He knows, we even know a lot of the same people because he grew up here.
He just doesn't live here anymore.
He's like, you know so-and-so? I'm like, yeah, actually. Do you know? And we were talking about all the people we knew.
The small walkie vibes?
Yeah. So he's in another state and he would come back for the holidays and either I was seeing someone or we couldn't, you know, make it work.
Never worked.
So I kind of forgot about him because we hadn't talked in a few months.
Rightfully so, I feel.
He hit me up in July. This is imperative to the story, you guys.
This past July.
Remember the weekend in July when everything was going down in Milwaukee? It was the air show, the Harley Davidson Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Brew Fest was happening. Yep. There were like 17 things by the lakefront.
Sammy's birthday. It was a lot going on that weekend.
It was a crazy weekend. The last weekend in July.
Yes.
And he hit me up and he goes, I'm in town. And I had just met Nature Boy.
He said, what you doing?
I had been on two dates with Nature Boy, and I told this guy all of this last night. I said, here's why I blew you off. So he goes, I had gone on two dates with him. We had gone on a Wednesday and a Friday, and then you came to town and hit me up and said, meet me down at the marina. We're going to go on a boat.
Not a boat.
On a boat during the air show, the Harley Fest, everything.
And you said, bruh, I really want to talk to this guy.
But I didn't tell him I was talking to another guy, because why would I? I said, maybe. And I was going to try to make it work.
We'll see.
And with all due respect, Nature Boy kind of crashed my plans. And it was fine. I wanted him there. But we went to that stupid church festival.
I couldn't think of where y'all went.
I wanted to go downtown to meet the other guy.
It's a boat. It's a boat. Do we need to spell it out? B-O-A-T. Boat. Boat.
So,
boat.
I always had regrets about blowing this guy off. Even though Nature Boy was a very nice man.
It's a boat.
I had regrets.
It's a boat.
I didn't take advantage of meeting this guy.
It's a boat.
So when I went to Florida last week for Thanksgiving, Nature Boy's long gone now.
Right.
I got a text that said, meet me on Friday at 7 p.m. And I go, oh, he's back.
Did he bring the boat?
He did not. And he doesn't own a boat, his friends do. But he's back. And I said, I'm in Florida. You've got to be kidding me. We're never going to meet. I said, you're in Milwaukee now. I'm in Florida. So I said, when do you leave?
Yeah.
He said, Monday morning. I said,
say
less.
Well.
Sunday night it is.
So what happened?
We went out last night.
What y'all do? Where'd y'all go? Come on now, spill the tea, bro.
So, and listen to this. I'm telling you, I've been trying to meet up with this guy. We went to a brand new place that is so Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you next.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I'm going to do this to you again. And I'll tell you how the date ended. Because he's leaving town today.
Right. And y'all clearly...
And we went out last night.
Y'all had to spend some time.
Mm-hmm. We have been talking off and on for 2 years.
This is wild.
And you know, it's one of these, are we ever going to meet? And we met last
Finally night. Finally met. Last night was the first date. Mm-hmm. 2 years in the making.
2 years in the making.
Come on, so just tell me now.
No.
Fine.
It's a brand new place. It's awesome. And I didn't even know it existed. I'm not going to lie. It's so Wisconsin. I'll tell you where we went next. Kiss FM. I didn't expect to have a special edition of Dumpster Fire Dating on a Monday, but we weren't here on Friday, and I went on a date last night. So screw it. I need to tell you all about it.
It makes sense to me. Yeah.
Thank you. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS in HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Hit it, DZ.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Can't talk about dating without a physical reaction. I always sweat when we do this segment.
Like, why you look like you busted out in hives, dog?
So to recap, whoever texted in, you're so correct. They said, this is Sam in Grafton. She said, your Dumpster Fire Dating story sounds like a Hallmark Christmas film.
It really does. When you first started talking about it, really? I refrained from saying that on purpose because I didn't want to be leading. I feel like anytime I'm like, oh my gosh, y'all sound so cute, it always ends in a fire.
Yeah.
So I didn't. But yes, it sounds like a Lifetime movie.
I didn't even think about it being a Hallmark Christmas movie, but that's where we're going because I met this guy. He was home visiting family 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and it just turned out that we matched. And we've been talking off and on since then, and we just never met until last night because he was in town for Thanksgiving.
2 years in the making, yeah. And finally last night. So, yeah. So it works out.
So you show up. He's tall. By the way, he's tall as hell.
How tall?
I'm looking up.
Ooh.
Look, that's like, I've only dated a few
and
guys.
You're not short.
Where I'm 5'11". So I'm looking up, and I'm like, okay, we're getting somewhere.
Dang.
This'll work.
So he's 6 feet plus.
He's really tall.
He's up there.
And he said, why don't you meet me? I've been dying to try out this new supper club.
Oh, what?
You heard me. It's a supper club. Remember how you've never been to a supper club?
Yeah,
and
no.
I'm taking you, by the way.
I got that. But the fact that you said a new supper club in the same sentence, mm-hmm. that's what doesn't make a new... Oh, there's only supper clubs from the 1920s. Yeah. What are you talking about?
He says, I want to try out this new supper club. And he sends it to me. And I look, it's 30 minutes away in Germantown.
Oh, God.
I go, damn it. Mm. And I go, well, this is 2 years in the making. I'll drive.
By the way,
remember, I've blown him off multiple times. I blew him off on the boat.
Yeah.
I blew him off over the summer when he was here.
So I
felt like me driving to him was only reasonable after the amount of time.
You owed it to him?
I did. I kind of blew him off, right?
So I follow.
I wouldn't have thought I was going to show up if I were him. So I said, I'm coming. So he says, meet me at Relish. It's a supper club in Germantown, right on Main Street. And they had like a Relish bar for $5. And I'm like, this is so Wisconsin.
People eat Relish like that?
It was amazing. I put it on my Instagram story if you want to go see it, AllieFaith1. But the place is called Relish Supper Club. Huh. So it's adorable. They had a little Relish bar. And then he's like, well, do you want to order dinner? And I'm like, okay.
I mean, we're at a supper club, dog. Duh.
So I figured the date was going well if we're going to stay and have dinner because we're sitting at the bar.
You guys had just pulled up, drink, conversation.
Yeah. And he was like, first we started with the Relish bar.
Oh, I figured it was dinner from jump. No, it evolved.
It evolved. Then he said, you want to order? I said, yeah. So I got a pork chop. Phenomenal. It was really good. So we had a great time and we were at a supper club. And all I could think was, DZ's never been to a supper club.
You're on a date going, dang, DZ should be here with us.
Somebody wrote in, WTF is a supper club. Here we go again. I'll take you to one sometime.
We all got to go to a supper club. It's a fancy diner. It's a fancy diner.
Where you get all the fix. It's just different. But this was a nice supper club. And we walked in. It was decorated for Christmas. There were animals mounted on the wall. I was like, this is so Wisconsin.
Hey, it really was a supper club. Hallmark movie supper club.
White lights, beautiful white lights throughout, across, you know, and you know.
Oh, he's moving back home for you. y'all are getting married.
I don't think so, but thank you, DZ.
Oh, no, he's moving back home.
He's definitely not, because he's got kids in another state with his ex-wife. So he's definitely not moving back here. But that's where, if you're wondering where this is going to go, nowhere.
Never say never.
Look, we had a good date. It ended. And you know me, at the end, I said, so what now?
Well, right. He doesn't live here.
Why am I so awkward?
Well, that's not awkward. I think that's direct. And that comes off as awkward to people that aren't expecting it. Because there's this weird lull that people are randomly conformed with. And you're not.
Well,
you'll just go, what's going
on? What's the deal?
At one point, I
said, we were talking about our dating. And I said, well, here's why I didn't meet up with you in August. I didn't tell you the whole story, but I was actually kind of seeing someone. And I was really sad I didn't get to meet you. But it's working out. Like, I met you now. And, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But I found him really interesting. And at one point, I looked at him. I go, you're really smart. And he giggled. And I go, I don't mean that in a weird way. I meant that in a complimentary
way. You gassed him up and told him he was smart?
I was like, he is.
I wish you wouldn't have done that. Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
You know how you're right. But you know how you meet people and the conversation is so dumb and
you're like, dang, you kind of know what you're talking about. Yeah,
but I'm
yeah.
like, this guy is interesting.
Allie said, dang, you're astute.
I was like, you can teach me some things. I was like, I'm into this, man. Finally. So he was just a nice guy. We had a great time. We talked about some of the people we had in common. And he's leaving to go back home today. So I don't know where it's going to go. He texted me late last night. night and said, hope you made it safe. Had a great time. Would love to catch you again. Because we joked we were playing cat and mouse.
Y'all really are, though.
And he said, that makes you the mouse. And so
He got a little game.
Well, I wrote back and I said, game on.
Oh, you got a little game back. Okay. Hey.
So we'll see if I see him again. But that's the update. The guy who doesn't live here. And I don't know what his name is, but
we gonna call him moving back soon.
No, he's not. And he's not.
We're gonna call him U-Haul packing.
Neither of us are ever moving. We're never moving.
Well, you not. You might not.
He's not moving either.
No. No, Allie, good for you. I like this. Good for you.
You like this? I like this. I like having a little romance from afar. Somebody texted in and said, oh, I love this for you, girl. You made the effort. Look at you. I did. Yeah. I did. Somebody else said, I just date through you. The more details, the better. Oh, well, where do we start?
I think we just did.
Yeah, that's it.
Update next.
And somebody else said, Kim from Hartford texted in, the owners of Relish Supper Club are the same owners of the Stillery. Okay, I don't know. They're great.
Oh, lit.
I met some of the general man. I was talking. You know me. I talked to everybody.
Well, you're a talker. Yeah.
I talked to everybody. It was a great place. So that's it, DZ. There was no kiss.
What?
There was no, it was like we hugged. And that's why at the end I was like, what's going on?
He dapped you up?
No, he hugged me. But that's why when we left, I went, well, maybe we'll just be friends. And then he texted me. I'm like, okay, it's still on.
He ain't even try to kiss you.
You know me.
He dapped you up.
No,
he gave you a homie hug.
You think we're homies?
He gave you a homie hug.
Oh,
bro.
So we're homies?
But right as of now, yeah, y'all are just cool. Oh. Y'all are just cool. Oh. He don't live here. Y'all ain't kissed. Y'all are just cool.
Well, that was the other thing. I was like, if he doesn't live here, he's thinking, am I going to get some tonight? I'm like, I'm going home. It's Sunday. I got to work in the morning.
You're
going
to have to book another flight, my boy.
See you in a few weeks.
You going to be back for Christmas or no?
Well, I won't because I'm having surgery. So think he's not coming back for Christmas. He's not actually. He's not. We talked about that last night. And it's going to be fine because I can't do anything at Christmas anyway.
You should see if there's any cheap flights for him to fly in next weekend or something.
Maybe I'll fly out.
Hey, I'll take the boys.
I'll catch flights, not feelings.
What's up?
You don't need to watch the boys. They'll be fine.
just check in on them.
I'm just kidding.
Just make sure they got food and water.
Yes. Check on them like a cat.
Get me out of here, Allie. Yo.
We can leave. This has been an edition of Dumpster Fire Dating, a special one on a Monday since I went out with the guy. 103.7 Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So happy to be back. It's December 2nd, and we have so much to tell you.
Yeah, for real, though.
We did an extra edition of Dumpster Fire Dating because we were gone on Friday, and I went on a date last night as soon as I got back into town. There's a reason I went as soon as I got back into town.
It was a bonus edition, and yep. You don't want to miss it.
It's like a Hallmark Christmas movie. You're welcome. And so that'll be up later. But I'm excited, DZ. We have big stuff happening on this show today.
Yeah, and not just in the studio.
No, we are going to be out and about tonight at our toy drive.
Yeah.
If you did not know, we have teamed up with our sister station, our sports station, and we are all about raising, not money, toys.
Toys.
And inviting everyone out to donate to our toy drive. And it's happening all week with our sister station, The Fan, 105.7 or 12:50 a.m. And they were like, hey, Allie and DZ, you want to be a part of it? We're like, duh. Of course we want to be a part of the toy drive.
It's not a question. What
Come
day?
On.
Right.
It's all benefiting Children's Hospital, which I get down with and you get down with.
That's right. Hey, listen, we spent some quality time at Children's Hospital.
And Robin's Nest as well. So you and I are going to be out at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek today.
The Oak Creek one.
Mm-hmm. Right off of Rawson.
Yep.
4 to 6 o'clock tonight. And you can come out and say hi and even donate. Now, what I do is I go into Blaine's and I buy toys and then I throw them in.
Yeah, well,
because they're not even that expensive at Blaine's. So I just go in and purchase them and put them in.
Isn't that what we all do?
Some people come in with them already. Some go buy them and throw them in. Some don't even enter the store, which is fine as well. You just throw it in the bin and you leave and you go, I just wanted to donate. That's
fine
too. But we don't take money. So don't try to give us money. Yes.
This is my first toy drive.
I was supposed
to be a part of a few back in the day when I was still working like the promo street team staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it never worked with my schedule. I always had my other job. I always had something going on. And I could never work a dang toy drive.
Well, I was, and it's freezing, so.
Are we outside?
Hell no.
Hold on.
Well, we have been in the past.
Okay.
But you don't have to. Nobody else does. They just drop off the toys, and they don't have to be in the cold. So this year I said, we're going to be right on the inside. You just come on in.
Pull up.
You don't have to go in. in. Just dropping it. I don't know where we're gonna. You're gonna see us though, okay, when you pull up there.
Yeah.
You're gonna see us. And
I'm excited.
Be out there twice this week. Today's the first time from 4 to 6. I'm excited too. If you can't make it out from 4 to 6, they're out there the whole week. You
send somebody.
Send somebody to Blaine's Farm and Fleet. One of our sports guys might be out there. Sister station people. You never know.
They will be. I'm pretty sure they're gonna be out there all week long, and maybe not for every single show, but they're gonna be out there and at least the box.
Yeah.
Even if we're not there per se, you're still going to be able to pull up and donate, which is the cool thing.
And Blaine's Farm and Fleet is not far off the freeway. If you're going down 94 up it, you get off at Rawson, and it's a few blocks down.
North or south.
If you're not sure where it's at and you don't vibe on that side of town, if you're not a Franklin or a Green.
If you're not an Oak Creeker.
If you're not an Oak Creeker, how are you going to know? You know?
Oh, we're Oak Creek enough, man. I'm going to be out in Oak Creek later for Sammy's dentist appointment.
Oh, nice.
So we're in Oak Creek often. We know the Farm and Fleet. We know the Farm and Fleet.
Building up that town, that's for sure.
They really are.
We'll get down with it. All right.
In the Farm and Fleet, when we going to be there later, 4 to 6, don't forget to pull up.
And we're even going to have somebody on the show special coming up here that we're excited about. Yes, involving the toy drive. So that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, snap.
Someone special's coming on. Don't go anywhere. And so we'll see you tonight from 4 to 6. In the meantime, there's stuff to win on our website. It's giving and winning. Giving back and winning.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, it's giving holidays.
No.
It's giving... No, it is
it's giving and winning.
It's giving, and giving, winning.
And winning, yes. All right. I can't wait to have this person on the show coming up. We'll get him on the phone. We'll talk to him about the toy drive.
Yeah.
Mystery guest next. Kiss FM 103.7. Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So you might have just heard us talking about our toy drive, which we're very excited to be a part of this year.
Yeah.
And DZ and I are going to be out there from 4 to 6 today and another time this week. But today we'll be out there 4 to 6 at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, benefiting Children's Hospital, Children's Wisconsin.
One in Oak Creek.
And yes, and Robin's Nest. So I made it sound like God was joining us next.
Chill out.
But he's not God. He's just our friend and coworker, Sparky, from our sports station.
He is a legend, though. He is a legend.
Sparky has been on the air for 20 years. Like, he's been in this building as long as me. Hi, Sparky!
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Well, of course. You're on 1250 AM, 105.7 The Fan. You're out at the Toy Drive on Rosset Avenue at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And Sparky, he's like, and we all show up and do this, but Sparky's like the core of this. This is like his heart.
He shows out.
Explain to everyone about Robin's Nest, Sparky. Let's just get into it.
Sure, yeah. So this is all the toys out here. New toys, obviously. Cash donations as well. If you come out here, we have volunteers from Children's Wisconsin out here every day from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're out here.
Wow.
Cool.
And, you know, they really rely on this toy drive. This is the 18th year we've been doing it.
Yep.
And we've become kind of like their main toy drive that they rely on for gifts for the holiday season, for gifts throughout the year, for a kid checking out of the hospital, a kid having a bad day in the hospital, to give them a toy or her a toy to make their day better. Birthdays, holidays, all that stuff. That's what they rely on us for the toy drive.
Kids are in the hospital. Actually, nobody thinks about that. Well, they can't go home. They're in a hospital.
Nor are you thinking.
Correct, it's right. They're stuck in the hospital. Exactly right. Yes.
A random Tuesday where you're going, this kid is having a bad day. You're thinking, no, it's the holidays. No, this is a 365 endeavor. It just happens to be pocketed around the holidays because it's the season of giving.
Right.
But these toys can be used and will be used all year round.
And they need to be new, right, Sparky?
Yes.
Yes, new toys, correct. Yeah. Absolutely. And out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, we have Toyland inside. So it's rows and rows and rows and rows of toys. And obviously, you know, like no Nerf guns. We don't need kids shooting Nerf guns around the inside of the hospital. So
No.
Right, right. So, I mean, outside of that, we're pretty good to go. And, you know, it's all ages. You know, a lot of times people think, you know, we have our 2 and 3 year olds in there. But, I mean, there's teenagers that are at Children's Wisconsin doing stuff, too.
Yeah.
And people tend to forget about, you know, those teenagers that are in there, too.
Sparky,
so,
glad you brought that up because we're talking to Sparky from our sports station, The Fan, and he's out at the toy drive. We're going to be out there from 4 to 6 at Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Rawson and Oak Creek. You're so right, Sparky. You kind of opened my eyes to this in the past few years, was that we always think of little kids when we go in and buy the toys in Toyland.
Yep.
But there are 15-year-olds in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, you can, and I didn't realize you can donate cash, Sparky. I'm glad you said that, too.
So you can donate cash.
Yeah. We have 2 volunteers out here every shift, and they'll take your cash donations. You know, cash donations are very popular.
We cannot.
Correct.
But
don't
people.
Hand DZ and Allie cash. Don't hand us no money.
It's a
no, we
thing.
Can't take the cash. No, and then we also have a QR code out here, too, if you want to donate online. Or you can also just donate online right now if you want to by going to Kiss FM's website or thefanmilwaukee.com. And we're out here all week, Monday through Friday. Plus, for the first time in 18 years, we will have a food truck out here at night as well.
Wait.
From 4 to 6 o'clock.
What?
Allie, they knew, well. we were coming. They knew
Spunky.
We were coming.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Did you just said there's a food truck when we're there?
We're pulling up for dinner.
I was coming just to help the kids, and now I'm really coming to eat.
Now I'm coming hungry.
Right, and the gentleman doing it is the guy that was the fire chief across from Blaine's Farm and Fleet that used to bring our afternoon show food every year. He retired, started his own catering company, has his own food truck, the whole deal, does all the Oak Creek City events and stuff.
Of course he's a fire chief still giving
my
back.
My man's with the barbecue. Sparky, right. Is it my man's with the barbecue?
Yeah, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving all over again. Oh, yes.
You know what's so funny? We were coming to the toy drive to give back, and now we're excited about what we're going to get out of it.
Now I'm selfishly excited to go. Before it was about the babies. Now it's about me,
food
baby.
Well, that's how you get people out. You give them reasons to come, and then you make them donate. No.
So food truck's there 4 to 6.
It's 4 to 6. King's Catering is what it's called.
Nice.
And he's giving all proceeds back.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Cool.
So kind.
I assumed it was some of the proceeds, but he said, nah, that's y'all.
That's really nice.
Wow.
Well, this is Sparky from our sister station, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I've known him so long, he was at my wedding, and I've been divorced 10 years, everybody.
Bruh.
That's how long I've known Sparky.
I've known him so long, he almost fired me from my internship. Day one.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, if you didn't know this, okay, because we actually have time. Sparky, I don't know if you have time, but we do, so listen up. DZ started as an intern on our sports station 10 years ago, right?
Plus, 10 plus,
so
yeah.
So I've known him forever, even though we've only done the show for a few years. But wait, Sparky almost fired you?
I was so late.
Wait,
I was so late.
How old were you?
I was coming from Sheboygan,
uh-huh.
Right? I was a junior in college.
At Lakeland.
Right? So I'm sitting there 21, 22. Years old, one of my first, no, it was my very first day, and I'm judging. You know how our brains work with timing?
We think we have all the time in the world, and we don't.
I thought I could give myself a solid 45 minutes to get here, no problem, from Sheboygan. Bad idea.
You didn't realize that the station was on the south side.
Exactly.
Of the, you had to go, to the south. Yeah.
I was just thinking highway driving. I wasn't thinking having to get over.
Uh-huh.
By the time I got over, I was like, listen, Sparky, I'm so, man, he had to let me in the side door. I didn't have any credentials.
And I like Sparky. I know he's on the phone, and we're talking about him like he's not here.
But he's hard-nosed.
But he's
direct.
Well, he holds people accountable.
Exactly.
And he's the type of person you want in management. So I love him for that. So wait, what did he say?
He's a G. I walked in. I was like, man, listen, man, I'm so sorry. I was stressed. I was pressed. And he was
Sparky,
like,
Sparky, did you think, what a loser? Get out of here.
Basically. He thought, this dude ain't going to make it. I just know. He's like, bro, what? He said something that I'll never forget. He said, listen, everybody gets one.
Aww.
You going to slide. We're good. Get inside.
Good for
Don't
you,
let
Sparky.
It happen again. I was like, yes, sir.
That's why I like Sparky. And you didn't let it happen again?
It did not happen again.
Is that true, Sparky?
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Aww.
Yeah, very true. Hey, DZ, do you know what famous Bucks moment happened the night of Allie's wedding?
November 14th, 2009. You're welcome. I'll give you the date since DZ doesn't know the date. I've been long divorced, but that was the date. It was November 14th.
Sparky, talk to me.
What was it?
I know I'm annoyed when
Sparky
you say it.
Sparky was at my wedding. He had to leave my wedding.
I had to leave. Game show after the Bucks on 12:50. So I had to leave to come back, and a lot of our other personalities were still there. And everybody was blowing on my phone. That was the night Brandon Jennings had 55.
That was the 55 piece?
So somebody was
that
successful.
That was the night she decided to get married. Yeah.
Oh, Allie, who are you?
Why do you think my ex-husband and I got divorced? He was mad I picked that night.
Now it all makes sense.
And the funny thing is, I had no idea until Sparky told me that. He's like, did you know you got married on the night Brandon Jennings had 55 and I had to leave your wedding to go do the post show?
When Mr. Bucks and Six dropped a 50-piece, bro. Wow.
I don't know. It was November. I didn't think about it.
Hey, no, that's cool, though. I'm not going to lie. That's a cool experience. And, I mean, Sparky even more, because he went from having the time of his life at a wedding to then having the time of his life on air going crazy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's
and
lit.
I got married downtown. It was at the Marcus Center.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah. So, but we didn't have, it was still the Bradley Center then, though, wasn't it, Sparky?
Yes.
It was still the Bradley Center.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was still the Bradley Center.
Yes.
Wow.
Hey, we're going to be reminiscing later, aren't we?
You know what?
4 to 6, baby.
We'll see you by the food truck at 4, Sparky.
All right. Sounds good. See you guys tonight.
You buying, right, Spark?
Yeah, sure, I'll buy. Yeah.
That was the quick, before you hang up.
Sparky, seriously, thank you for coming on the show. Good luck. I'm glad that you guys are back on the Fan. 1250 AM, 105.7 The Fan. You're at the toy drive, and we're happy. We're glad you're back, Sparky.
Sounds good.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you soon, man.
Thank you, guys. See you guys. Thank you.
Peace. He was busy.
He's like, well, I never left. He's like, what do you mean?
What are you talking about? Like, you know, he knew what it meant.
He's like, oh. So we'll be out tonight at the toy drive. And we got some really good nostalgic stories in there. I didn't know the story about you and Sparky and your first time coming to the radios. I didn't know that
story. My first time meeting Sparky Pfeiffer, and almost getting fired.
I believe you that he said one time and that's it, because that's him.
He gave me my one. He was like, listen, you get your one, man. That's this cool. is it. Mm-hmm. Oof, Sparky.
And the story about my wedding, who knew?
He's a legend, man. He's a legend.
He's got a lot of good stories.
And you don't do 18 years deep doing this toy drive, because he's the head behind that.
He's the heart. Like, he is the one who, even when our sports station was like, are we going to continue on? Sparky's like, oh, yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
And he pushed it when there wasn't a lot of staff, even through COVID. Like, we have kept it going. So props to him. And we'll be at Blaine's tonight from 4 to 6. We'll see you there.
We show up, but he shows out. Mm-hmm. He's literally the catalyst. So shout out to him. And hopefully you guys can make it. If not today, someday this week.
Swing by on your way home from work if you want. We'll see you then.